Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy Mike J. So I'm in the tango. Get up for the club. Yeah, we pop some bottles. I'm throwing them dollars up. And VIP out here, I'm sipping on the throne. I'm six ladies with me. I'm partying all night long. I feel my grown man shit like this. I feel my grime, I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it. Getting money ain't no stopping. And that's why I'm turned up like this. Oh, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man.
Personality, if you have like a
70% personality, 30% looks. I think that work a lot better than having 70% looks and 30% personality, because, you know, you could be bad as hell and your personality can suck ass. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nothing to do with you, or they ain't gonna want nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? Who wants to stick around a fucking snob nose or a fucked up individual that personality sucks? You know what I'm saying? So if in my book, I would rather have more personality and looks than anything. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather be able to. I can deal with your personality. I just can't deal with the looks. You know what I'm saying? I think that would be a whole lot better for me. You know what I'm saying? And personality without looks. My motto on this one is: personality without looks is a future friend, but looks without personality is a future enemy. That's my take on that. You know what I'm saying? And excuse me. When you first meet a person, you see their looks. You don't see their personality. So you're in a club, you're in a dance, you're partying. You see a chick in the club, whatever. You ain't see her personality. The damn looks, her looks drew you to her. You know what I'm saying? So you went over because of the looks. Her personality ain't say, yo, come over here and talk to me, whatever, because she ain't say nothing. So you can say personality you want, but 9% of the time, the looks is what draw you to the person. Then personality might take over. It's never personality going to draw you to the person, unless you're in a club, you see some ugly-ass girl talking to her girlfriend, and you fucking eavesdropping. That might draw your ass over to her. Maybe. And then, you know, that's what make you curious. So, you know what? This girl got a little swag to her. You know what I'm saying? So let me hear y'all take on this. You call up, give me a call at 646-200-3838. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to join in and talk to me. Give me a take on this. Talk to your boy. This is Steph, Dallas, GQ Palace. We're going to take a little intermission break.
It's your boy, Mike J. So I'm in the thunder.
Yeah, we pop some bottles, I'm throwing them dollars up. Shooting VIP, I'll hit it. I'm sipping on Patron. I'm six ladies with me. I'm partying all night long. I feel my grown man shit like this. I feel my grind, I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it. Get money, ain't no stopping. And that's why I'm turned up like this. Oh, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man. We getting money, pop the bottles.
I'm on my own.
We got my man Joseph on the line. Joseph, want to come in? Joseph, you there, baby?
Yeah, what's up, brother, man? How you doing, Dallas?
What's up there, brother, man? How you doing today, brother?
Doing well, man. Yo, man, like every Monday, man, you hold a spectacular show, man. You come up with these.
Thank you very much,
questions.
I don't know what the coincidence is, but
I went to Central Park yesterday, you know, joining the A's walk, you know?
All right, go ahead.
Walking through the crowd, and this man was giving, you know, to say hello to this pretty young woman, her and her friend, right?
Uh-huh.
And she looked at him and was like, psst. Looked at him, cut his eye, and he even sucked her cheek. Was like, wow. You know what I mean? Her personality was, like, crazy. So, you know, I don't think, you know, it looks can, you know, I think I'd rather go for personality than look.
Right.
You can be, because I remember, like, I met him back in the days. I met this fat girl, right?
She
was kind of ugly, but, you know, I kind of grew into her, right? But her personality was so wonderful. It's like my view of her, it was like she was the most sexiest woman in the world like I ever seen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so her personality just totally just took over everything else.
Wow. But it had to be something that drew you to her. Could have been a personality at first, you know what I'm saying? Or was y'all friends first?
It wasn't personality. It was definitely the personality first. Like I said, it definitely wasn't the looks, because she was not my type at all.
So how did y'all meet? That's what I'm saying. How did, you know what I'm saying? Something had to draw you over to her, because, you know, personality. You know what I'm saying? You had to be friends. Was you friends first,
I'm gonna get this a little bit personal. What it was that it was like 15, 20 years ago. I had a car accident,
mm-hmm.
and I was in the hospital. And she was actually a nurse, was mm-hmm. coming every morning taking my temperature. And I really remember face for the past 3 or 4 days, you know, she'd come in. But I had my face under the sheets. I never really looked at her. And so mm-hmm. one day I decided, you know, just to see who this person was. When I see her, I'm like, wow, it's a big ass bum in there. Me? And she wasn't my type. I'm young.
Right.
But, you know, after a while seeing her, you know, her personality was like, wow, she's really a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I mean, he just took off from there. Became
friends. That's what I was saying. It had to be somewhere along the line where the personality drew you to her, because, you know, no man can say that a personality drew him to a chick. It had to be something. It had to be some kind of a friendship there, or some kind of something going along before you just say it was personality. Because, you know what I'm saying? Now you had to see her before you really heard from her, heard her mouth or heard her speak. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, you was in the hospital. Blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? So y'all built something before, and then it
exactly.
was that, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's totally understandable.
I understand what you're saying. You're right. It was definitely something that drew me to.
You know, but that's real talk, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody can say, yo, damn, look at that ugly-ass chick over there in the club with that good old personality. You know what I'm saying? How that shit ain't gonna work.
You know what I mean? I know you're seeing, man. You walk down the street.
You know what I'm saying? So it had to be,
something. Ugly dude or vice versa. Like, yo, what is she seeing him? You be wondering, why does...
Yo, I be saying that all the time. They say ugly girls or ugly dudes ain't fucking or nothing like this. But shit, they gotta be fucking, because there's a lot of ugly baby mamas, a lot of ugly baby daddies running around here. So somebody is doing some kind of fucking somewhere along the line, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. I know quite a few, man. That dude's ugly, like ugly as a monkey. This dude got cheap.
So you know.
Real, no lie, man. He looked like a gorilla. Yeah,
We got T on the line. Come on in, T. You there, baby?
Hey.
Sexy. How you doing today, T?
I'm doing all right.
You doing all right, baby? I ain't hip you in a minute, baby. You doing good now?
Yeah.
I miss that old sexy ass voice on the line. This is my regular call. I need that sexy voice on the line.
My thing is personality.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, you can be the finest man, the prettiest woman on the earth, but if you got a messed up personality, you don't look like shit to me.
But, it has to be looks first, though, T.
Exactly. But I wouldn't do no 50-50.
Huh?
I wouldn't do a 50-50. No. I'm not going to do no 50-50. Yeah, looks has something to do with it. But, you know, I've grown to learn some of the ugliest people in the world are the most finest people for the simple fact of their personality.
Right.
You know.
And you're right, you're right. You know, that's what I said.
The thing is, you know, who are we to have room to even say that that person is ugly?
Right.
You might think the same thing about me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's going to be something in a person that it's not going to be 100% with you as far as looks. You may be either too dark, too light, too big, too small. So, I mean, you know, but you got to pull in there somewhere where that little look got to have a little percentage in it. But I'm going to go with 80% personality over the looks.
Okay.
And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's your story? You sticking to it?
I'm sticking to it.
I ain't gonna lie. When I first meet a chick, it's got to be 100% looks. Then, you know what I'm saying? Then we start talking. The personality start taking over the looks, the percentage of the looks. You know what I'm saying? That look is gonna draw me over there. I ain't gonna lie. Ugly. I ain't gonna go over there and talk to no ugly one. You know what I'm saying? But if it's a mutual friend or somebody along the lines that we just have to be hanging out all the time, like me and my man and his shorty and maybe like her girlfriends or their crew or whatever, we just all talking among or hanging out all the time, you know what I'm saying? You know, her personality might draw me closer to her. Even though she's not the best-looking thing in the group, her personality might draw me to her, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? But at first, it's all looks with me, unless, you know what I'm saying, unless it's through a mutual friend or something else like that. But, you know, if I'm in the club, I'm hollering the baddest thing up in there.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure women do the same thing. There ain't no way in the world a lady walking down the street, she see a fine-ass dude, she gonna be like, damn, that nigga's like, you got a good-ass personality. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't saying no shit like that. Y'all probably say, that nigga probably gonna put some shit on me or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That's true, too. But, you know, like I said, but, I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I want a fine man, but, you know, you gotta have the personality to go with it.
Oh, yeah, no. That's what I said. That's why I said when you first meet him, it's looks. But then as you start talking, the personality starts taking over the percentage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then it becomes,
you know, once I find out that
90,
personality
10.
Is messed up, then them looks are shattered.
Right. Hold on, y'all. We got another line. We got my man, Big Homie, on the line. Big Homie, you there?
Uh-oh. Scream at me, baby.
OT? Big Homie, you there?
I'm here, baby. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Big Homie.
All right, let me say something first of all. I respect what the Lady T had to say, but there's one thing she left out.
What?
If she's an ugly motherfucker, you better be damn nice. Like, you better be ugly and fucking rude, so you better be fucking nice. You can't be fucking ugly in it too. I suck my dick. You can't do that. You gotta be nice when you ugly as a motherfucker.
Yeah, you gotta have one or the other. You gotta have. If you're ugly, you better have some kind of motherfucker personality. You better be nice.
Yeah, you gotta be nice. You gotta open doors when you ugly and pull out chairs and shit. You ugly as a motherfucker. You gotta be a gentleman. All I'm saying is this: when I see a chick, she gotta be pretty. You know, I can do the she should be a 7. The lowest I go is a 7. She could be a 7. And she could have a beautiful personality, but if she's a fucking 6, a 6, she ain't no penis. I'm sorry. It's a certain level that the personality is not going to do it when it comes to getting a penile hard. Like, yeah, you got good jokes, baby, and great conversation, but my dick is still sore.
Okay, what if she's a 6, but her body is banging?
Well, that technically that's not a 6. Technically that's not a 6, baby.
Oh, my God.
That might be a 7. That might be a 7 right there, man.
Oh, so the body gives you it ups the post count, kid?
No question. Mm-hmm. You want a pretty skinny chick. Who the hell?
I ain't gonna lie. Hey, come on. Hey, Big Homie. I think I might take a slim, pretty motherfucker than a thick, ugly motherfucker.
When you say slim, are you talking like Jada Pinkett slim? Because I ain't doing that.
Why you was wrong with Jada Pinkett, kid?
She's like a little boy from the back.
Come on, man. Okay, but listen, if behind closed doors, I'll take the ugly one with the body, but in public, I'm taking the fly-ass Slimmy.
Yeah, in the public, but when it comes to stimulation of the man's genitalia, don't big body, don't wide body motherfuckers, man, they come with the batteries charged up. You know, you slim niggas, you gotta get drunk, you gotta be high, you gotta be, like, backed up. You know, you're like, ah, fuck it, let's go slim. Not with them wide body, you're like, oh, man, let's go.
All right, hold on. Yeah, we got another call on the phone. We got Kenneth on the line. You there, Kenneth?
I'm here.
Speak on it, brother. How you doing tonight, brother?
I'm good. How are you? How's everybody?
I'm hanging in there, man. You know, making it do what it do, man.
Okay, personally, me, I'm a breast man. So if I see something that I like, I'm going to go for it, and then the personality kicks in. The personality plays a big part on it, but first you got to have see something that you like in order to pursue the woman that you went to, that you want to get into.
Same thing I said. You got to see something you like for you to even get close to that to find out her personality. That's my take on
it. Right. And once you get to see the personality, then you know exactly how that person really are. Then you know if you could take it to the next level, or you stay where you at, or you fall back.
I don't know how long that personality crap lasts. I'm like, if y'all trying to play spades together or something like that, I don't know, because she got to be hot.
Nah, see, I'm gonna tell you something. Sometimes the prettiest women that's out there are not healthy. They're not the best ones.
Oh, man, I ran into a few bad ones, man. I ran into a few dimes, and the cooch was garbage, kid.
And exactly. I call that pretty for nothing. They just
right,
pretty. That's it.
I say that because they know that they're pretty, and they can basically, they know they just about to think they can get whoever they want. So they're going to use the prettiness to get what they want until the dude finds out that that's not what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't mad at that, though. You know, you got to use what you got to get what you want. My whole thing is you just can't be pretty. Like, if you're pretty and you can tell some jokes and you could talk shit like a sailor and also have a good conversation, that's
right.
A win-win-win. You just can't
right.
be pretty.
But
like, you can't just live off your prettiness.
But you know, that's my whole point. That's what some of them that's pretty, and they know they're pretty, they try to live off of that, and there's nothing else to go. They don't have no personality or nothing. Or if they do, it's not a good one. So
that's when you
look
just
at
beat
the,
and, that's when you just beat and keep it moving. Put it on your
exactly.
resume.
Exactly.
You know
yes.
what I'm saying? And they always, and the pretty ones always got a motherfucking attitude, kid. Can't tell them bitches nothing.
No, because they like, oh, well, I don't have to deal with them because I can always get somebody else. I'm not ugly. That's what they say. They actually come on and say that. I'm not ugly. I can find somebody. You know?
Right.
But in reality, all right, you might not be ugly, but your personality is ugly. And that's where you go downhill.
Yeah. If you have a choice between an ugly personality or an ugly face, I'm taking the ugly personality all the time. I can't do nothing with an ugly face, man. I'm sorry, man.
But I'm
gonna
tell you right now, some of the ugliest ones will take care of you better than the pretty ones. They have the beautiful personality.
It's true because they fucking ugly.
All right, just stop out of my
If you ugly, you gotta have a bankroll.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All of y'all, we got another call on the line. We got Lola on the line. Lola, you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
What's up, sweet chicks?
Make a Lola.
Hi.
Joseph said hello, Lola. Joseph said hello. He the only one you said hello to was you, Lola.
Hi, Joseph. Hi.
What up, big little nigga?
We got Luscious T. I don't know if you've been on the phone with T yet, Lord. You been on the phone with
I heard her.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Her bond just now. I heard her.
Okay.
I gotta say, like, off first instance, first of all, I'm a tall woman. So, on first instance, I'm looking at you because of your height. It ain't
so you don't like me because of my height?
No, Lola is 7'3".
Wow. I'm five two, sir.
I'm
a climb veteran. Me and Kevin Hart is the same. I'm a climb veteran.
Okay, you 5'2", son?
No,
hold on, we got a new topic. Five, same shit. We got a new topic.
Yeah, that's all right.
I want to say on first instance, and it's not for any kind of vanity reasons, I will look at somebody's I would look at them first, unless I've known them for a long time, and like I know how they are and I know what personality is. 9 times out of 10, you don't really notice if a person's unattractive or not if they're like a cool, all around cool person. But I'm gonna tell you off first impulse, if I'm somewhere and I'm looking and I see somebody, the person that's gonna catch my eye is a good looking person. However, sometimes you might get with somebody that looks good and they don't have no kind of conversation. Dumb as toast, like, they don't have nothing but, you know, whatever they have, like, physically to present to you. And at the end of the day, I can't really jack that because it's going to turn into something that, you know, you initially don't want it to be. And I don't know, like, I don't, like I said earlier, I was talking to Steph earlier, and I just don't like to call people ugly. I just think that's the wrong way to put it because, you know, a lot of people, you hear that cliche, you know, beauty's only skin deep, but, you know, whatever. There are some really nice people out there that may not look as good as you.
But ugly is in a dictionary.
Why you
can't
say he's not my type?
I didn't say that there's no such word. I'm saying that I don't use that word. I won't call somebody ugly. I just don't think it's nice. I wouldn't call somebody ugly.
You had to say he was ugly, Lolo. You can just say he's not my type.
Right.
Yeah, he's not my type. He's not my type. Not my type is shorter than me. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not very particular when it comes to, I mean, no offense, but yeah, I'm not talking about shorter than me. Plus, my heels are like 5 inches. So we really can't go nowhere if I'm 6 feet already and I got on 5-inch heels. I'm 6'5".
But let me ask you this question. Isn't it hard for you to find somebody your height just because of your height?
Yeah, but I'm cool with that. Then that means that I don't need to go around messing with dudes shorter than me because it's not a lot of tall dudes out there. That means that just I haven't ran into the right dudes yet.
Yeah, but us short dudes could climb that tree as well.
Oh, my God.
I'm not really jacking that. I'm not even trying to play those kind of games and figure out if a short dude could climb me or whatever. I'm not really into all that, you know, and on top of everything else, I don't, like, I'm not talking just on the spectrum of us being in the bedroom. I got to feel comfortable walking out in the street with you. Like I said, I'm 6 feet. And, you know, I'm not a bad-looking person, and I feel like if I'm walking in the street with a dude, he needs to tie over me and look like, at least in the face, that he going to smash somebody up for, like, eyeballing me or something like that. You know, I want to feel like.
Why could a short dude smack a nigga up for you, Lola?
He probably can, but it's not going to work that way if I'm just going to stand with
you. You're just fucking prejudiced, man.
I'm not prejudiced. See, I'm not prejudiced. It's just I like what I like, and that's it. And I like that I have to look up to a dude, not look down at him.
Oh, man.
All I'm saying is don't make Joseph jump on your neck like a fucking spider monkey because you're telling him he can't do it.
I wouldn't even put myself in that situation. We're not going to sit here and say that, I'm not going to have a dude, I'm not going to fuck with a dude shorter than me just to a point. Like, that's just not my preference. Like, somebody said that he's a titty man.
What?
They said, yeah, somebody said it's a breast.
What?
My thing is this,
somebody
shit. We
said
all
they like breasts. Somebody said they like breasts. I don't have breasts.
Well,
so,
you
know, he might look at me and be like, that ain't my type.
I ain't see 30.
Who's that talking in the background ordering drinks? What the fuck they doing, man?
That's you. My bad. I got begging ass teenagers, yo.
No. Okay. So But you understand what I'm saying? It's not like I'm not shallow to the point where I'm looking at a dude and be like, oh, he's not cute. I ain't gonna mess with.
But you will say he's not tall enough, though.
Yeah, I will say he's not tall enough.
So you would take a tall, ugly nigga over a short, cute nigga?
I would take a tall, less than cute nigga over a short nigga. Yeah.
Wow.
That's just my preference. Like I saw, like dudes say he like girls with breasts. I don't have them, so he might see me and be like, "Come
on, hold on,
don't say you ain't got none now. You don't have exceptionally large breasts."
Yeah, clarify that because I'm at the cancer August.
That was last year, big homie. But yeah,
I'll tell you what, people always say this personality shit, because I think it's the right thing to say. Well, a great personality, and all that shit. I think that's a good thing to say when you're having a general conversation. But deep down inside, I really believe that personality takes a backseat to looks.
But initially it does. It sure does initially. But then, like I said, you might meet somebody, and because of you looking at a person for their looks, you might meet them, and as time goes on, it's like, man, he ain't saying shit, or she ain't saying nothing. You know, like, for example, for me, like, you could crack a joke and laugh me, like, I don't like a dude that likes to watch his P's and Q's. You just gotta be straight ratchet. Be yourself. I'm not all ladylike. I could be one when I want to be, but, you know, you might not like that about me. Somebody else might like that about me.
Exactly.
You understand?
I like ratchet.
So you know, and when I say ratchet, it's like, basically, I don't give a fuck.
That's right.
If you don't like that about me, somebody else might like that about me. Somebody else might not think that's bad. Somebody else might like a boring dude that likes to sit around and not say nothing, just fuck all day. You know, somebody might like a girl that's like that. You know, it's to each his own. But when you first come across somebody, you ain't looking. You looking at him. You looking at what kind of body he got, just like the guys looking at what kind of body the girls got. You looking at.
You look at our feet, you look at our hands, our shoes.
No, I just look at your back and your arms, buddy. That upper body strength. That's what I'm looking at. I ain't looking at your hands or your feet. So.
Yeah, you eat dinner on my back, baby.
Yeah, I seen your big old back.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
No, but you know, that's what I'm just saying. Like, you know, it's. The only person that could really say that is somebody that doesn't have confidence in how they look themselves.
Exactly. An ugly motherfucker gonna always say personality. An ugly motherfucker gonna say that. Always.
And like I said before, they all fuck it. There's a bunch of ugly baby moms, ugly baby daddies running around here.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, and who's to say what drew this person to them initially, for them to have sex with them and have kids with them. Who's to say? You know, you might have known them and thought they were cool.
Usually ugly motherfuckers got a nice bankroll. That helps.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that.
Not always.
I'm going to be honest with you. I came across one before, and initially he was a cool dude, but he was, because he had money, he didn't give a damn how ugly he was. He was just arrogant as hell, and that just made it worse. It just made it worse. Like, ain't you ugly and got a bad attitude? Keep your money. Like, ain't you was barely making the 6-1 mark? Keep your money. Keep your money. Technically, you short, but whatever.
I don't do ugly. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I can't. I said it before. I can't do it.
I know, but think about it. What do you think those people think, like, when you see a couple in the street and one of them is not attractive?
Somebody got money.
True.
That's what I think. Somebody got money.
A trick.
Somebody got money. Somebody's...
Or it's one's tricking.
But somebody said earlier that the ugly girls take care of their man better and
that's
stuff
tricking.
Like that.
Shit, ain't nobody else taking care. Look, I ain't going to lie. Back in the days, where I used to go to the clubs and shit, I used to go to the clubs and find the loneliest, ugliest girl in that motherfucker. end of the fucking night. Cause ain't nobody talking to her, son. Ugly one out the crew. You bound to get some action while the pretty ones go home, you know, somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
so you hate, but hey, I'm going to be the one smashing, and my man be the one playing PlayStation, Xbox middle of the night when they get home. Not me.
See, that's my whole point. That's my whole point with the ugly.
You know what
wow.
I'm saying? But hold on, y'all. Listen, I got a lot of callers on the line. If you want to talk or you want to join the conversation, please press 1. If you want to talk in the conversation and join in and give, your thoughts, please press 1.
Who said nice looking girls got bad attitude?
Oh, that was a new guy.
That was Philip?
I'm calling.
Hey, Rich, you know me.
Who, Rich on here? Because I will hang all the way up. All the way up. You want me coming at me?
Nah, Rich ain't on there yet. Rich, you know, Rich, wait till the last 5 minutes to come on.
Right.
But that's not true. It's like it depends. It depends.
That is true because you know what that woman said about us. Us big dick niggas got attitudes all the time. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? I always got attitudes.
I don't say that.
Exactly.
I don't say that.
You laugh at
me. Small ones do too.
Huh?
Small dicks do too. They got attitude.
They got a chip on their shoulder. They got an attitude. They got a chip on their shoulder. Just mad. Every time they go to the bathroom, just mad.
Who said that?
Because they pissing on themselves.
Pissing on the ball. Pissing on his ball with his little jaw.
Wow. That's deep. That's really deep. Now, look. Well, I'm glad I ain't got that problem.
All good-looking dudes don't have big jump-offs either, so, like...
And all tall men ain't got no big dick either.
say that one more time, too.
All tall men ain't got no big dick either.
Well, I ain't tall, so I ain't worried about that one.
Short ones ain't he? I mean, you know...
Please don't make me come at you, T.
Hey, I didn't say nothing.
I think she's throwing darts at your short nigga, Joe.
Yeah.
No, because like I said, I'm not telling my height, but I mean, I like taller men, 6 feet and over. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest, I ain't number 5 feet, but I mean, 5'1", 5'2", whatever.
But I'm going to tell y'all right now, I got inserts.
Your inserts still ain't make you 6 feet unless you got like a first heel.
You got high heel shoe wear.
He got them fish aquarium shoes on.
He got them purple
ring boots. No, I'm really not because I really have a complex about that, so I really cannot date no dude that's shorter than me.
Not even with the Prince purple rain boots on.
Plus, I got some kind of thing about me that people always think I got an attitude. So, you know, you need somebody that look like, you know, they're going to power over you and, like, calm your ass down. I ain't no middle nigga going to be like, calm my ass down.
I'll choke your ass out.
All right. All right. Okay.
I got high heel sneakers, so.
Follow the phone. Hold on, y'all. We got another call on the line. We got Curbs So Serious. Curbs So Serious. Who is this?
Wow, that was funny.
Who's Curbs So Serious? You there, baby?
Curbs So Serious.
Huh?
Curbs
So Serious. They don't want to get online now. Curse must not be that serious.
Yeah.
Most definitely not. But it doesn't matter to me about the height, because I dated a girl that was 6 feet tall before. You know how short I am, so it didn't bother me walking down the street or whatever.
That had to be a real funny image right there.
It was, but... She was so pretty, like everybody was so whatever, she was so pretty that it didn't matter. I was just happy to walk down the street with her. Just because she was pretty.
Right. I know that's right.
I hate dancing with them tall bitches, man. You be dancing on their fucking thigh and shit, man.
Don't do that.
But here's the thing.
She be having her ass on your shoulder and shit.
But here's the thing. She picked me up and put my baby bottle in my mouth, and I was good.
You're not supposed to tell nobody that shit right there, yo.
Yeah, but you know what the baby bottle is, right? It ain't the, you know what the baby bottle is. I like the regular milk.
Yeah, could it say like titties, so it must be the titties.
Exactly.
See, I got an exit stage left on this one.
You don't tell nobody she picked you up, man.
She picked me up, put it in the mouth, and I was straight. I ain't sure.
You was like Cat Williams in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, ladies, so when y'all in the club, y'all see a nigga in the club, y'all say it's his personality that's going to throw you over to talk to this nigga?
Say it again.
If you, when you're in the club and you see a man that you say his personality drew you to him, would he never said anything?
No, I never said that.
I'm just asking. Is that what you're saying?
No. If I could see him above everybody else in the crowd, I'm zeroing in. That means he's taller than
everybody.
Oh, my
God. You in this?
I love this shit.
Okay.
Now check this out. Say you see him in a club like that, right? But he's sitting down, and you don't know he that short. He don't stand up the whole time. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Everybody know me. I should have asked you how tall you are. You ain't gotta. You ain't gotta stand up.
You gotta go to the bathroom, nigga.
No, if you stand down and your feet are like kind of like on the tippy toes on the stool, I already know you ain't tall. So like,
I came out of that kickback, so you can tell.
But he said he got inserts though, Lola.
So you're going to tell, you mean to tell me lying about your height?
Right.
I could tell by looking at you that you ain't taller than me.
I won't lie about my height.
Right.
I won't answer the question.
That's telling your height when you don't answer when she say how tall are you.
Right, this is what I'm thinking.
And did you say how the weather is? Is it sunny outside?
I'll be like, I'm tall enough. That's what I'm going to be like.
Say you're tall enough, that means you're not taller than me, because a tall dude would be like, I'm 6'2". I'm 6'3". Yeah.
I'm like, that's the perfect guy. I ain't got to stand up. I ain't got to bend down. I'm right there.
Nah.
I'm 6'3". 250.
Hold on, y'all. Back on the air. Curb so serious. Are you there, Curb so serious?
Yes, I am.
We didn't think it was that serious because you left us, baby.
Yeah,
no,
it wasn't that serious.
It's that my phone, I had to switch the phones because it had me staying in one place. I had to move around, so I can't.
Oh, yeah.
The Metro PCS ain't too good around the trees and woods and shit.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not in the trees and the woods.
Okay, baby. So what's your take on today's subject, baby?
Well, I came in listening when y'all was talking about the ugly girls treating their men better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I look at it differently because us attractive women, we have options, so we can pick and choose. Ugly chicks is just going to get whatever fucking dude they can get.
Exactly.
And they'll be the first ones to me to cheat on niggas because if they get the next nigga to give them a little bit of attention, they're going to be all hyped and go run to him. So I think the ugly chick will cheat on her man quicker than the beautiful one.
No, but you said it, but you kind of did yourself because you also said the pretty woman got options. So shit.
Yeah, we have an option. So we
you ain't
going to
treat
no
that one dude real good
because
you got options.
No, because you have that choice to stay faithful, or you can say, listen, I don't want to be faithful. I don't want to be in a relationship. But you always categorize and put the pretty woman in this category as the ones that's always cheating and they ain't no good because we're conceited. It's not so much conceited. It's considered confidence. We're confident about how we look. So if we want
to
pick somebody, from what?
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your prettiness?
I say my prettiness is a 10 plus. Wait, before you even comment and open up your mouth. Where's Rich Money?
Okay.
Somebody get Rich Money on the line.
That's my cousin. He can vouch for me.
You said
he can vouch for me.
You said you were 10 plus.
Yeah, that's my cousin.
He ain't going to say his cousin is ugly.
No, well, his cousin.
Okay, exactly.
Listen, his cousin's not ugly. All you got to do is go on Facebook with me. If ain't nothing ugly about this day.
Hold up.
But
you want a book?
You're pretty,
you want a book?
Right?
Huh?
You're pretty. You're pretty. What's your personality? What do you think about your own personality?
Or are you pretty ugly?
No.
And your
pretty ugly here, babe. I'm very outspoken. I was what's on my mind. I don't bite my tongue. And I'm just like straight up. I try to keep it as real as possible. There's no phoniness. There's no sugarcoating here. It's just this is who I am. You either love me or hate me.
Okay. Do you have a height
okay.
requirement?
There you go.
Do you have a height requirement?
Do I have a height requirement? Well,
yeah, can a dude be 5'1"?
No, he can't be shorter than me. That shit is not a good outlook because I have a son.
How tall are you? Oh, damn. Well,
now you got somebody that coasts out Lola Ratchet ass.
I have a son that's 6'4". But
yeah, my son is 6'2". I can't date nobody shorter than my son.
Well, no, I do have somebody shorter than my son. My husband is shorter than my son, but he's taller than me.
Right.
Hey, it is
okay, head balances out. So
oh, how the
exactly.
fuck is that?
But he can't be shorter than me. I'm 5'7".
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're 5'7"? Well,
I'm talking to somebody that's shorter than me, and I'm looking down at him, and they be like, "Who, that's your son?"
Okay, now listen.
Can he have inserts?
If I put my inserts in, we the same height. You would never know until I take off my shoes.
Well,
no, I would see it before you take off your shoes if your damn shoes got a heel on it.
He might have the retarded shoes on with the heel in the front, too.
Exactly.
I got high heel sneakers.
He got a heel in the front.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, but I have inserts. And my sneakers, and
you cannot tell.
And I'm going to tell you, they're clear. They're real clear. I'm going to take a picture of them, and I'm going to put it on YouTube. I guess your foot ain't even in the damn shoe then. No, my foot is in the shoe. It's in the shoe. But the inserts are in the
shoe. You can't tell because you got on a high top, low top shoe.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Hold on, y'all. We got another call online. Hold on, y'all. We got Cam Shorts online. Cam Shorts, you there? Cam, you there, baby?
Yo, hello?
Yeah, we here, baby. Talk.
Yeah, baby. I'm walking through the streets of the Bronx listening to y'all sounding real good tonight in G-Click.
Okay, baby, okay. What's your take on today? Looks and personality, okay?
Check this out, Dallas. Check this out.
Shoot.
First of all, as men, we all know we like pussy.
No pussy.
All that look shit is out the window. Because if you in the club and you see the prettiest bitch, and you walk up on it and you see that bitch ain't your type, and she ain't, her personality don't suit yours, you still trying to get some pussy when you leave the club,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, check this out, listen. We like pussy, women like this. And it don't matter. Now, I'm going to tell you what, with the women, it's just they don't like the dick that's attracted to the personality. That's why they got women fucking with other women. They like dick. They'll strap up and do their thing. They just don't like the personality attracted to the dick that's attracted
exactly.
to the dick.
The
you understand what I'm saying? And when it comes to men, if you go running around looking for some pretty bitch, what about these fine-ass transvestites you see? And then you roll up on it and be like, this motherfucker got a dick. So the whole concept is lost right there. You feel me? You only meet ugly women. You only meet ugly women. As a man myself, I'm only speaking for myself. I never seen an ugly woman. But I've met ugly women.
Oh,
you
we all
what
see
I'm
ugly
saying?
Women. You see
ugly
women. You just don't want to admit it.
Yes. Look, Dallas.
I'm here.
Hey, Dallas. Who's the one earlier that said they wouldn't fuck with Jada Pinkett? Was that you?
That was Big Homie. I'll fuck the shit out of Jada Pinkett.
Yeah, some niggas like, look. Some niggas is attracted to Jada Pinkett, but there's some niggas is attracted to Monique. But all men want to fuck them both. But a man want to fuck them both.
I don't want either one of them.
Huh?
I don't want Monique or Jada. Hold on.
I feel like this.
Well, the one who said he don't like neither one, we got me at another show Friday and see what's going on with you.
When you
want to fuck with Dado and Monique, you might be into some other shit.
Not this Jada Pinkett look like a little nigga from the back. I don't want to fuck with no chick from the back. She like my nephew.
And look, that might be true because that's what I'm saying. We can't run around talking about what's ugly because, first of all, God ain't nothing ugly.
I'm going to tell you like this.
Listen, all the women out there that's listening to talk about somebody ugly or somebody not, everybody like different types. It ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, what you're trying to say
is like people like ugly. Some people like ugly.
How tall are you?
I'm tall enough to get in your bed and fuck you and feel like I'm as big as
see?
Everybody else.
Oh, he said the same thing the same thing that I was saying. And
I
was saying when I said I'm tall enough.
And I'm
short
enough.
You said the same thing. Now, I'm going to say that one thing. With the Monique thing, she got a lot to hold on to and a lot to lose. So
your son is taller than me. That's her. Your son might be taller than me. But your son ain't gonna. It can't be the man I can be for you as you a woman, I'm a man. He can't.
But no, what I'm saying
so.
To you, no offense, is I'm not even looking at you. You're shorter than me. You could be a good looking girl, and I might hook you up with one of my shorter home girls. But I'm not looking at you. What's wrong with that? Why can't
I
have a
But remember,
I didn't say nothing about you being cute or ugly. I just said you can't be shorter than me. What's the problem?
She is forced to admit it. That's all.
I don't have no problem with that. You better, hey, look, lady, you better be careful because
hello, lady.
You
don't like that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You joking about that?
Hold on, we got one at a time. We need one at a time to talk. But I have another caller on the line.
Bring
Mark, you there, Mark? Mark, you there?
Yo.
What up, Big Mark?
What's up, baby? I'm just listening. I ain't know you had this shit.
For them, Mark.
But I agree with my man. Can't no chick be taller than me. Her ass laying longer in that bed where I'm tall, confident I look all short than shit.
Oh, shit, Mark.
God.
Yo, bro. When you
lay
it down, you're the same size, so it don't matter.
No, you're not. Hey, you went to the deep end. I'm a little more particular than that. You walk in
the
fucking house, you got a tall chick, and your shoes lined up next to hers, and her feet longer than yours. Whose shoes can I borrow?
That means you got to go in deep. That's all.
Shit. I'm real particular. That's why. Hey, Seth.
Yes.
You know me, you know anything about you know the chicks I deal with. You see, they all short than a motherfucker. Particular about that.
I know one thing. When I enter a spot and I see a little dude with a big, nice sized female, I start licking my lips.
That was you that was doing that to me that time when I was in that club.
Might have been, baby. I sized the whole couple up. Like, yeah, I got that
right.
Little nigga, and she coming with me.
That's why when I went home, I just started laying down and let her know who I be.
I start sizing the whole situation up. Like, yeah, he's 5'2", got on insert. She's 5'11". Okay, she's coming with me.
Hold on, y'all. We got another call line. We have another lady on the phone. Got another lady on the phone to help you. I help y'all ladies out because y'all need help right now. We got Michelle on the line. Michelle, you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
What's your thoughts on looks or personality, honey?
Ooh, I was listening. Oh, boy. Wow.
Other
ones I was
listen.
Listening. I agree with the lady, the young lady, what's her name? What's her name?
Which one? There's a couple of them in here.
Okay, the one that said, you can't be sweeter than me, because I don't care how a guy look. If you getting that dick, it don't matter. To me, it doesn't matter. A woman's going to really, really fall for it until they find out their personality at the end. My thing thing is light-skinned men. Light-skinned men tend to think that they're prettier than, you know, they got this thing about themselves.
That's right. Yo, us brown-skinned niggas
is
winning.
Dark-skinned
brown-skinned niggas is winning, baby.
Hey, yeah.
Steph, you're
I don't
out
care
here.
For no offense to anybody that's light-skinned. That thing is light-skinned men.
Come
here. Us brown-skinned niggas is winning.
Don't
yeah.
I got a prime example for you, Steph.
Shoot.
Yeah.
You remember the chick from the episode Martin Chenice, the dumbass chick?
Uh-huh.
She look good than a motherfucker. You don't know too many motherfuckers that won't fuck her. She dumb as a doorknob. As long as that shit get wet, I'll take the look.
Oh, okay. Would you take her out for dinner with that type of personality?
Hell yeah.
I'll take her to a chicken
shack. I'll take the sexy dumb motherfucker anywhere she want to go. Hell yeah, that means she got less questions.
I'll take a
stick
to the street corner.
So who the fuck is in the club?
That's
you, big homie, in the club?
No, that ain't me. I'm in the backyard.
I'm checking on my ribs.
I'm up on the roof. I'm climbing.
Yeah, you know,
I'm climbing.
I'm taking, no matter what
chick I get, I got to climb. And I don't care about my height. I'll tell you in a minute. If you wasn't so sore, I'd climb that tree.
I don't care. I'm taking a pretty sexy motherfucker, any man she wanted. So I'm not taking a dumb sexy, a ugly sexy motherfucker nowhere.
That one either.
You could be pretty and dumb.
A lot of feedback, man. A lot of like
you know, the window's open, like a window's open.
Yeah.
Somebody driving.
Now honestly, like I can't. I'm like when I go out, I like to cut up with a dude. So if we're going out and I can't act a fool because you're looking at me sideways, I'll find you.
Nah, you
short.
Cut up. That's what's up. Me too.
I cut
That's
up.
That's what I do. I like to have fun. I like to have fun when I go out.
But if you,
you know?
Like, if you one of those like holding your pinky out when you're drinking your tea and stuff, I can't do that. I can't.
Hey,
do
you,
that.
Hey,
so,
this is how you narrow it down to that lady that said she go out, right? When you go out, you having a good time. You get the chick get drunk as everything. They normally get dumb. So you get them drunk, they act dumb anyway.
Well,
that's not necessarily
true.
What kind of women are you going out with? Some of them know how to hold their head. Some of them know how to hold their head.
Well, listen.
Therefore, some of them have a natural eye. And I'm a man, for me, for instance, I don't drink, but I have a natural eye. So I just say that for them. But at the same time,
I'm just saying that goes both ways because a woman could get dingy too, but a man could get dingy too when he's drunk.
Exactly.
The only difference is a little more, because I say the guys I know I hang around, they got a low high tolerance of liquor, so most of these chicks can't hang. So when they try to hang, boy, they get dumbfounded in a motherfucker.
That's not true. Maybe some women. That's not true.
The average woman can't drink around these jokers.
Who just said that?
That Mark said that.
Oh,
yeah, but Lola, you 6'11". You can hold that.
But they already know. I can hold it down.
No, Lola's a different breed. She can hang with the people I ain't never seen drink before. These motherfuckers can't hang with her.
You would be dead ass trying to get Lola drunk.
You're gonna
be mad as hell. You'd be broken a motherfucker. You'd be laying out in the back corner, passed out, and she'd be still drinking and laughing at your fucking dumb ass.
Shit, I got to tell you. Hey, they ain't called you yesterday. I got a deposit up on Lola already.
Huh?
I got a deposit up on her.
You got a deposit on her.
Get over.
What do you mean you got a deposit?
You got a deposit on you.
Come on. Oh, lady, let's talk
hold on,
yesterday.
Hold on, y'all. We got Leslie. You there, Leslie?
Come on.
Leslie, y'all, you there?
I'm here.
There you go, Leslie. How you doing today, honey?
I'm good. First of all, I got to say, y'all got us down here in Philly cracking up. You guys are hilarious.
Thank you, baby. Goddamn, I like this little Philly calling in right now.
Yeah.
But I just, want to agree with the one dude that keeps saying that he don't do ugly. I don't do ugly either. I can't walk around with ugly. I can't look at ugly because I'm cute and you walking around with me and everybody looking at, damn, that's an ugly motherfucker. I can't
exactly.
do it.
Exactly. I'm
okay.
not doing it.
What about short people? Because you know I need to know that.
Listen, I'm so sorry.
That's the brother with the clear high chair in his shoe.
That's true. The high chair shoes. That's it. Tim Stilettos.
So, Les, you're trying to tell me a personality, you don't win nothing in your book, just looks, right, baby?
Yeah, you got to have some looks, but you also got to be packing. I can't, if you ain't got no looks, I can't do it. I'm sorry, I just can't.
All right, now.
You can't do
y'all
it.
Talking about fuckable or butt face ugly?
What is butt face ugly? That's
ugly.
No, but what is that? Because you know, like some men, I know dudes that think
like Vince Marty is butt face ugly.
Basically, you're looking like somebody ass with cellular and pimples on it.
Bismarcky is butt
like
face ugly.
Oh, hell no.
Like, I'm talking about the type of person your parents had to lie to you your whole life. Like, you look gorgeous, and they know they was fucking lying.
Looking like a big ass pimple.
Oh, shit. And then, no, I don't think it's being shallow or anything like that. I just feel like it's a person.
Can I say something? Can I butt in?
Say something.
Of course.
Listen, my daughter father, finest thing you ever want to know, and I've been with him for 6 years, and that was 6 years of hell, because this man was so cute that he thought he was the bomb, and he used to make me sick. So he scarred me from fine-looking dudes because I say they dogs. But then the last boyfriend I had before the relationship that I'm in now, he was ugly as hell. Ugly, so ugly his eyes was red. Okay, yeah, I'm dead serious. Black as hell, black as charcoal, and ugly. Okay, but he was my man, and I felt like I didn't have nothing to worry about because I'm pretty and ugly, and I didn't have to worry about nobody fucking with my man. Well, I got fooled because somebody had my man. Okay, so it really don't matter how you look. It really don't matter. It's the personality in the person.
Yeah,
they,
but
so basically,
yeah, but how do you look at that?
But how do you meet somebody in the street and say
you
like their personality? The first thing is looks, though, baby.
Yeah, but you said
it's the way he came. It's the attraction with the person. It doesn't matter how the person look. I don't look at people for their look.
How you gonna be attracted to an ugly motherfucker?
I did. That ugly motherfucker took care of me, though.
Let me tell you something, because she's a good-looking woman, right, and she's with an ugly dude. You know that other women are going to look at that like, hold on, what you
he
got
must
going
money.
On that
he must
cool
money.
And of course,
and that nigga was getting it in the bed, too, so that was another thing, all right? Because he was putting it on me. He was putting it on me.
I'm going to try to figure that out. Somebody going to try to figure that out.
Hey, this is how you married, y'all.
It all boils down to the power of the tool.
You know what I'm saying?
That nigga
was
putting
it on me, so.
My whole point, that's why I say the height thing, it don't matter,
because
you know, like I keep telling y'all, the shortest one is.
Ah,
come on.
And let me tell you another thing. In the part of our relationship, because of the way he looked, I used to kind of treat him bad, too. But I used to think, well, fuck that, I'm treating him like this. Ain't nobody else going to want him, so fuck it. He fooled my ass. But then when he showed me that he can get somebody else, that's when I started really, really falling in love with him. Like, oh, my God, don't
exactly.
do this to me. Like, I'm pretty. Why the fuck you playing me? Like, you
what
playing
the,
me,
hold
nigga?
Up.
Hold on.
You wasn't mad because you're under short. You was mad because the ugly nigga played you.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what she said.
That's what I'm saying.
She was more. She can kill
this
other chick. She better respect like
what
how this ugly ass nigga play me.
But and now I have a hair-wise light skin. Like, what, nigga, you? You're doing good.
Was he ugly
and short?
Was he ugly and short? Was he ugly and short?
I'm 5'4". He's about my height. He's about 5'5".
Hey, baby, I'm questioning your beauty because he was ugly and short. He was ugly and short.
He wasn't that short. He wasn't that short.
Okay.
He was 5'4". He was 5'4" and ugly.
I'm 5'4". He was about 5'6". He's a little taller than me.
Okay. 5'4" then. Well, he was just ugly.
Hey, the guy.
And he was a bow-legged, ugly ass man.
And then you had to you had some
fun
out there. What you saying, Mark? Say that one time, Mark.
I said, when she met him, did you have the Ciroc goggles on?
I know. What I had was alcohol in my system. I was drunk, okay?
See, I knew where go. I told you where
I thought he looked till I woke up the next morning, all right?
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Hey.
But I woke up and he knocked on my
all
door and he said, you told me to come
good.
See you.
But when you wake up in the morning next to that shit, you know what I'm saying? He looks outweighed all that shit to me.
That was I'll fuck around and punch an ugly chick in the face in the morning. I swear to God. Remember that was like strictly
that
business.
Right.
That was like strictly
right.
Business.
You ain't right. What you gonna punch her in the face because she ain't telling you?
I changed my mind. Hey, I take it like this. You gotta go back to that, Seth. Fuck it. I want whoever want me.
That's me.
Not
that's
me.
My motto, right? I want whoever want me in the middle of the club. I want whoever want me tonight.
I'll tell you what.
You ain't, if a chick ain't confident how she
looks. We got another call line. Yo, hold on 1 second. We got Lavina. Lavina, are you there, Lavina?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, baby. How you doing tonight, honey?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm handling it, baby. My lovely switchboard operator. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's
I'm
your take on this looks and
time.
Personality business here tonight, honey?
Well, my take is, I'm sorry, I can't do ugly. You probably got it
right on the back with the top. See that?
Hey, who the hell is that talking with y'all like your kids in the background?
Shut up, dog. They can hear y'all.
It's all ugly,
it's
too.
It's a radiator.
Yes. My friends are
beautiful.
Personality. Just like their mother.
I was just playing.
They call y'all ugly. You gotta get on Facebook and look at some pictures. My daughter's a fly, right?
I apologize.
You say sorry, y'all.
Apology. I'm going on Facebook right now.
Okay, girl, we have Lavina. She was talking. Lavina, what was your text on this, honey?
Yeah, I can't do ugly. I'm sorry.
You can't do ugly?
No, I can't.
See, I keep that girl.
What about the
person?
What about the
personality? When you first meet somebody, you're not meeting their personality. You're meeting their character.
Exactly.
So if I'm going
that's
over your parents,
that's
but I'm attracted
people.
To you, I'm sorry. I'm attracted to you because you look a certain kind of way and I'm interested.
Exactly.
What
if
about
ugly,
short dudes?
Don't even look my way because they're not going to get no play.
What about short dudes?
Oh, Lord.
I said
nobody with high chairs on.
Wait,
y'all trying to say some women walk up.
Guys, when I was about 15 years old, okay?
Oh, okay.
My height. So I didn't wear no high heels, no stilettos, no platforms, no nothing, okay?
Okay.
Once I got older and started
and
to grow,
how tall are you?
Feel myself out a little bit, it was nothing but more.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
Okay, so you're the average type for a woman, which is good.
Now, that's a midget. That ain't no average type.
Average type?
That is not average type.
That is this, Dr. Albertine, you can go to the circus. You can go to the circus and get a job, yo.
A midget is about 5 feet, maybe 4'11", something like that. I am
So what you're trying to say? Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with a 5 foot woman. She's a dwarf.
No. A 5'4" is not a bad height for a woman.
Shit,
5'4"
is a
midget.
Very good height for a woman.
Exactly, that's my whole point. That's what I'm saying. Now, when it comes to a man
that
like myself, I get teased all the time. But you know what? It doesn't bother me. I just crack the jokes right along with them, and I just keep it moving.
Yo, when you 5'4" as a woman, and you date a man that's 6'3", when he looks straight ahead, he don't even see your ass.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you look down. That's all that matters.
Oh, God. I wish both my and they could see me.
It's more acceptable for a woman to be shorter than a man than a man to be shorter than that woman.
True,
that's right. But I'll tell you one thing. All these women on this phone that's talking about they don't care about looks, lying. Because you ain't going to walk up to a club and be like, let me get to know you. Your personality looks nice. I want to give you my number because you look like you got a good personality.
No, I'm
saying
when I first look at you, you got to be, you know,
calling. Here's my number. You look like you can have a good conversation.
You look like a nice guy.
No, I tell you,
some women could be attracted to ugly. Some women could be attracted to ugly.
Ew.
That's true. Some are.
No, but when y'all,
you know
when
that,
I walk
you
down
know
there,
that is?
I'm like,
women like ugly guys because they feel that nobody else don't want that man. So they feel obligated to that man.
That's not true. That's not true.
All y'all women do that.
It's true what you just said, but I found out that that's not to be true. Because ugly men can get women just like good-looking men.
But you had an ugly man, though. You had an ugly man.
And you went in with that ugly man thinking that you didn't know
about everything.
The bottom line is some people date ugly people because they have low self-esteem.
Exactly.
That's not even true. I'm offended at that.
I'm just excited when I can look up to a nigga, I get excited. I'm sorry.
Michelle, tie them kids up on the radiator.
It's getting on now.
All the women that look good.
She listening in. She listen. Wait till they tell you to get on.
Is she
can't. Cause she gotta call it. She gotta press one. She just can't
press
call
one.
And listen.
Wait till somebody.
I can't look. She's talking to me from the background. Ain't this some shit? I did. She ain't on the phone.
She gotta go to a different room. She gotta get in a different room.
You gotta go in another room.
How old is she?
She's 19.
She'll
be 20 next week.
She's about to hear some shit. But hold on, we got another call online. We got our favorite member, Rich Money, the mad rapper. Rich Money's on the line. Rich Money, yeah.
All right now.
Hey, Rich.
Hello?
You hear Rich?
All right. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Big Rich?
What's up, Rich? All right, let me tell y'all something. All y'all fucking females is lying.
What?
I'm fucking lying. Because it don't matter if a nigga is ugly or what. If you go in, you meet him, he got money, you're fucking with him. So stop that goddamn lying.
That's right.
Hey, the brother that just came on here is on the head. That nigga coming in butt-ass ugly. He got money. He looks like dynamite.
Exactly. Look at fucking Biggie. Yo, God bless the guy. Look at Biggie Smalls. He even ain't nobody fuck with that nigga. When he got that money, he has supermodels fucking with him. So it don't matter how you look, as long as you got that dough,
your dough's
going to go. So it's eliminated for what y'all saying.
That's not true.
What about a dude with a lot of money and with high heel shoes?
And so that they
Well, if a nigga got a lot of money and he got high heel shoes, he better call Jerry Springer because he's popped up.
Yo, man, why you talking about me, though?
But you got a guy in here with high heel shoes. Be easy. Hold on, but you got a guy in here with high heel shoes. You got to be easy.
I got high heels. They're not shoes. They're high heel sneakers, I keep telling y'all.
Hey, let me ask y'all. Let me ask y'all this question, ladies. Is there a difference between personality and swag?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. What is it?
It's about the same thing.
What's the difference?
It's about the same thing. It ain't no difference. It ain't no,
no difference
because the way a guy do they swag, that's their personality.
Exactly.
There's no difference.
Exactly.
There is no difference.
Who's that little nigga talking? Who's talking?
That's Michelle. This is Michelle talking.
Hello, nigga.
You know who it is.
That is not true, Michelle.
Yes, it
is. That is not true.
Oh, well, let me hear y'all reason. Let me hear this reason in
there. You can have a nigga faking his swag.
I was going to say that.
How you
have personality.
Swag. You can't fake swag.
Yeah, you can't fake a personality because a person is who they are. What's in you is what's in you.
It's either you got it or
you
don't.
Swag. Okay,
I can be
Gucci down. Gucci,
no, listen,
Prada.
You can fake
that ain't swag.
Swag.
Clothes ain't swag.
Just like you can hide the goddamn lift in your shoes.
The what?
Clothes is not swag. I don't know what the hell y'all be talking about.
But you can take the same outfit and put on two different people and that shit looks two different ways.
Yep.
Clothes is never swag.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's right.
Clothes can't be swag.
Right, because you can put on the bummiest clothes and be the sweetest person.
You could put on a fucking top of the line outfit that somebody got and put the same one on that motherfucker.
Come out of it and 50% chance gonna come out of it.
I'm Jesus. I'm Jesus.
Can I ask a question? What if you with you meet a beautiful lady, real fine, gorgeous, good personality, and you don't fuck with her for about a good 5 months, okay? But you starting to hang out with her, you really starting to like her and shit, and then finally that day come when y'all lay down and y'all start fucking and all this other bullshit, and you find out she got the wackest pussy in the world, you gonna dump
her? Here.
Absolutely.
What did you do? When you go buy a car, you test drive it before you purchase it, right?
Exactly.
That's a bullshit lie. I don't believe that.
But here's my thing. On a situation like that, a situation like that, you can still be friends.
Exactly.
Why you just can't show her how to do it? Why you can't? Because this shit must be whack too.
Right.
But you don't think to the moves. You don't know that long. Why you can't?
Hey, time out. Time out. We grown ass people.
I'm going to put Michelle in.
Fool is out.
I'm going to put Michelle clean the fuck out. But anyway, like I said.
Fool is out. Ain't no time for
fooling. That situation there is like a dog. Once it's trained, you can't retrain. It's already set in his ways. You can't retrain pussy. If it ain't got conditioned in the start from the finish, it's a mouth call.
Who is talking? Who is talking?
You can't.
You got to
show it the right move.
What's that guy's name right there? Who that?
That's Mark. You got to show it the right move.
Mark.
You got to show the right move.
Yo.
Mark, yeah. I fucked with you, homie. I don't care for what you say from now on, you my nigga.
You can teach her. You just gotta show her the right move. But the good part about it is that you can show her the way that you want to teach her.
No, you can teach her. You can't teach the pussy. You can train her mouth.
Oh my god.
You know I love this nigga.
Oh, on a smile. Okay.
Oh,
the first time
I
just
see it,
she said,
she
can
smile. My
y'all
funny. Oh,
guys, first book
I took them in. Oh, yeah, but,
got real quiet, but they looked
for kissing. No, but,
see, where you at?
Almost
I was like,
what the fuck are y'all looking for? Looks of personality. Come on, ladies.
Look.
Let's just give me fucking personality.
Look first.
Personality
look,
right here.
I got a good personality. Well, looks, and I'm afraid he got a good personality.
So basically, you're saying both.
That's
so
right.
You're saying both, basically. So you're saying both.
So I can't have both.
Okay. There
okay,
you
but
go.
If it's a percentage,
when I first look
which one
at you,
is it, Delora? How does your percentage go,
Delora?
50-50, 40-70-30?
No, every time I say what I gotta say, all the short niggas jump on my cake. I'm looking at a tall nigga because I'll be happy as hell when I see a tall nigga. Because I'm tall.
Yeah, but,
we see a thick ass broad in the club.
Exactly.
I don't give
exactly.
a fuck. I want a black
exactly.
ass man. I don't care.
Let me tell you something. Let me see this. Three things you don't
never
let you see my
face.
I don't want no
like
yellow ass man. I want a black ass man. That's what I
like
want.
I, said, I don't care how cool you are.
Nighttime.
I don't care how cool you are. If you pretty and y'all see someone that I like the press or something, I'm coming at you. I don't care how cool you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, it's not a problem with you pushing up, but it's not. I'm not gonna be like, damn, nigga, get your short ass out of here. I'm just gonna be on the no.
Hey, little man, you waste your time. You gonna fucking buy this bitch all fucking night? Ain't gonna get damn nothing.
And I never
push up like you want. Push up like an exercise, nigga. Be fucking practicing.
Hey, Dallas, why you calling a little man?
What else I'm gonna call him? He ain't fucking tall. He keeps some of these fucking inserts.
But you know what? It doesn't matter. Long as I know I tried, I'm proud of
exactly.
knowing that I tried.
And exactly. You might find a friend in me. You might find
well, you
a friend
know,
in me, and I might
look
like one of my own.
I think a player club. Come here, little man.
First of all, that big homie, Mark, y'all know I'm taller than a motherfucker. It's going to look crazy. I'm walking around with some short dude. Y'all will clown the shit out of me. If y'all
I'm
walking around with some short
I'm
dude.
I'm going to as soon as I see you, I'll be like, what you doing with Stuart Little?
Ain't no way in hell.
I'm going to tap him on his shoulder like, yo, you need help?
And we'd be, right. be at the house like, yo, the stool over there in the closet.
I'll be like, nope.
See,
like,
y'all see what I'm saying, right? It's society
like,
got me fucked up.
I must be doing something, right?
Yeah, you pair with them high heels.
It's a reason for everything, right? It's a reason. You might have a fucked up personality.
Oh,
somebody
shit.
Might be able to deal with that because when you think about it, I could be a dickhead too. So, all right, you want to be a dickhead? Me too.
And
me
you
too.
Are.
So, you know this. It doesn't make
most,
a difference.
Most,
it's what you can take.
You can't give too much information because it go against the man code. Men will accept the look before they check their personality because we don't want to get to know your personality.
Exactly. But here's the thing. I got a question now. Now, my question is, say, we've been cool. We've been friends for whatever I'm like, yes. And
but she know you short, though.
Huh?
But she know you short, though.
Yeah, but she know I'm short and everything.
Okay.
But my personality,
you took the
is, everything,
you took the
my personality
out.
Is everything that you looked for in a man. Will you still not want to be with
you? I'm going to be honest with you. I'll probably try to smash it up so I can see what it's like, but don't tell nobody. I'll just
keep it.
But I ain't talking with you like that. I ain't walking with you in the stages. Stay your ass in the house. Don't come over to the
door.
Go ahead with your stuff, nigga. I'm walking over here.
You gotta go straight to the building, right?
That's all right.
What you mean?
Oh,
we were coming outside.
Good.
You hear my face? We were coming outside.
Now here's the thing. Once you find out everything is all good, what if everything go good, perfect, better than what you thought? Will you still would you not walk with that person, or would you want, you have to, you start catching feelings something? Would you still not walk with me, or what?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Service for these damn phone calls. I need a better filtering service for these phone calls, man.
Listen, I have something to say. And I'm not getting on the zoo with the interns and stuff. What are you saying?
Somebody turn their radio down. We're hearing the feedback in there.
All right, Lola, okay. I'm listening.
All right, Lola.
That's like you going to see a chick in a club. You think her body's bad, and when you get her home, she got on body magic. Now she's looking like Slimer under her clothes.
She might
have
no
tooth
on
mouth
and shit like that.
All right, but that's my whole point. You won't know that until you in private with that person.
But you gonna pause. You gonna pause and be mad shit like, oh, this bitch. Now I gotta work with all of this.
Will
you leave that person in that room?
The
or
body
magic trick with what you're going through.
Now the body magic trick get beat up too.
How could you go past personality and go straight for looks?
Because
you are gonna talk to the dude in the club and like during that conversation.
Okay,
you gonna
talk to him because the nigga look good.
Man, listen, if that nigga pronounced that too many fucked up words, I'm going to look in my eyes.
He's going to be standing right there.
Hey, you know
how
to walk out of here. Hey, Steph, we're going to go back to the women lying again. When the women in the club dancing, let me tell you how this. They so fucking predictable. When you walk in a woman, y'all want a two-step and dance, they turn around and look. You see how you look? If they're going to dance with you or not. And the ugly motherfucker, they walk closer to their girlfriend.
I don't dance. The weight of my heart is at the bar. I don't dance, nigga. I'm going to dance right at the bar.
You might not do it.
And if that's the case, Lola got a big ass fucking heart. Does it take you about 30 drinks?
It's a big
ass.
Here's another thing that y'all need to think about. When you first meet a dude, right? You're looking at him on the outside, right? How his looks and all that. Now, you already know if you're going to sleep with him or not when you first meet him. You already know if you're going to sleep with him or not. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's right.
There you go. So you already know. So basically, you're basically looking at the looks right there. So that personality stuff
is all
out the window.
Y'all wouldn't look at his appearance.
If my loins is jumping around when I see you, then yeah, that's what it is.
My loins ain't jumping around on them for no ugly motherfucker, though.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. First of all, it's for me, it's about the visual and sense.
Let me go by a man's sense. He comes in stinking.
You smell good. You smell real good. Yeah,
and you ugly as hell.
When
a woman runs across a man with a good look, good personality, and a good dick, they got gold right there. That's struck gold.
Well, then if y'all women need to start sizing them up, grabbing their dicks right there and seeing if you want to be
pissed. Hey, Mark, they do that shit in the club, man. They do that shit. They throw that ass cock. Right, they lean that bitch up nice on that cock to see what you work with.
And a serious dude would take their
hand and put it on it.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Y'all want to
get them on the dance floor and rub your ass up against their shit.
Online.
But what if they got a big dick and don't know how to use it? Up and down, right?
What'd you say?
Wait a minute,
what'd you say?
He just want to go up and down, right? That's it, right?
No. If you're going to direct it to me, just let me tell you how you got to do it.
So what am I supposed to do, teach him?
This is what you do. You go up, down. Slob a little more, and then you pick my balls and put in your mouth and go up and down.
What's that dog walk music like?
Hey, who was that? That wasn't Lola, right? Lola, you knew
what
I said.
That was Michelle.
What happened?
Oh. See, but Michelle been fucking with niggas that got a curve and shit, so she got to go left to right.
Big Homie been quiet for a minute now.
I'm listening. Look like a one-way sign.
You said what?
plummy.
Because I'm looking out the window right now. What you saying? A one-way sign.
I said, well, my shit get hard. It look like a one-way sign. Only one direction you need to go. Y'all got the niggas that going up mountains with S-turns and shit. Don't fuck with them niggas.
That's when they dick is big, when it starts curving and shit.
I'm going straight
look,
up.
It's yeah, curving. It ain't big, my man.
Let me tell you this. You know, when you see, when the next, well, I don't know if y'all be around, but when you see me standing there, don't think that's my leg.
And it's straight?
I'm standing straight up against the wall.
I'm so embarrassed. I can't. I'm so fucking embarrassed right now.
I'm a big girl. I like big things, you know.
Bring it, Cam. You may.
Time out. When
you
might like it. What you
might
do?
You like it in hell with a shit of a thing, though, Michelle.
Bring Cam back.
Huh? Wow. You say big, what you about big?
I didn't hear that. I did not hear that.
I don't know my dad.
That is funny.
It's a lot of men out there big and all that shit, but I'm confident in mine. But some of y'all chicks think y'all should be that shit, and then after we thrash it, be like, man, I ain't fucking with her no more. That shit was garbage.
That devil's a liar.
Huh? I don't know her name, but I'm telling you, like me. I don't know my side. Women can judge for herself. She might think I'm big. She might think I'm small. But a motherfucker that don't know how to fuck after that, she's done. She's a wasted space.
No, vice versa. And vice versa is true.
Exactly.
Okay. But most of the time, this is how you know if you can fuck. I'm going to tell you a personal example if you know how to fuck. The last time you've been fucked, if it's been your husband or whoever, no disrespect, if your ass will slide up the bed, your shit is whack. If he landed giving you the business, you should be throwing it back at his ass. Not sliding up the bed, he gotta keep pulling your ass down.
Well,
That means he doing his thing and you can't handle it. That means
I'm
shit is garbage.
This
say you ain't running from it yet.
What? Somebody
said they ain't
running.
He got
confidence.
She's on that bed
too,
though.
What?
That's it.
It
be spotting off the bed because you got them cheap ass satin sheets on the bed, too.
Well, maybe he's banging the shit out of her. Shit.
Well, now, if you fuck with a nigga that's trying to just bang, that shit is booty. You can't be doing that. I want you to feel this shit. So I'm going to give it to you good and even.
Can somebody turn the radio down because it's giving the feedback?
Yeah, that's on my radio.
I had Mark going, I'll give it to him good.
Sometimes people talk about what they wish they could do.
All y'all women on here going to tag team me.
Wow.
Hold on. Now, why brother got to be witching?
Where the hell is he at? Where you at?
Huh? Don't get quiet.
No, what you said?
We sound like we're in the bin, yo.
I'll say it again. Sometimes motherfuckers be talking about what they wish they could do.
Here we go to the damn radio. I hear the feedback again.
I guess you're talking about some short niggas. I don't know.
What's that? You're not going to talk about you again, Kev.
Oh, man. Bendito, leave him alone.
See, I don't brag. I just go out there and show it. I show it. I ain't getting no complaints. No complaints.
But what these women got to do, they got to accept that they want what men want, too. They want to be pleased and your ass to leave.
Yep.
So basically what you're saying, all they want to do is hit, split, and forget.
They want the same thing, but they want to act like goody two-shoes when they with their friends. Like, this nigga is a bad example. He's a hoe. You know, we don't want to fuck with him no more. Yeah.
Who says that in 2012?
Yeah.
And what girls you had? Jesus. You got a rough
bad
road.
Ass. Bring your bad ass.
I ain't co-signing. I ain't co-signing that.
Bring your bad ass.
Yeah, because that ain't true. That's not true.
It's sure not.
Who's that? Is that Leslie?
That's Leslie. Yeah, that's not true.
On that note, I'm a fullback.
Leslie, so you don't, so you don't, so you don't, you don't, you don't mess with a dude. And what if you, you know what I mean? If you ain't looking for nothing serious, for you to get yours and him to get his ass on out of there.
Yep.
That's what you want, right?
Yes, me. Sometimes,
that's,
yeah.
That's basically
sometimes
a booty call.
Be
but if that booty call is good, you're going to go back eventually.
I'll
of
call
course
him.
You can go back, but you,
that's the same
you
thing
know
that
it
I was saying before about the short dude. That's the same thing I said. If it's good,
oh my God,
you
what's
going
the short dude?
I'm going to keep going back.
No, it's a question. It's the same
now,
thing.
Well,
man,
I wouldn't mess,
good,
with, I wouldn't mess
back
with Tiny Tim.
Hey, well, hey, all the dudes that...
So you just said if it's good, you will go back. So basically, it's the same thing.
No, no, no. I, when I first meet them, I have my preference. I don't mess with Tiny Tim's. I don't mess with ugly. So it wouldn't
so
even be that. I wouldn't
tiny,
even go that
tiny
point.
What's Tiny Tim, though, Leslie?
Small man.
What's okay? Small man, like, is in size or in penis size?
Both.
What's
if you got
what's
you
your what's your
you
characteristics
come
in your man?
Packages.
Hey, well, let me tell you, what if you got a small cookie jar, Leslie?
What'd you say?
What if you got a small cookie jar? Nobody says big things come in small packages. Nobody don't say that shit.
They say big things come in small packages.
Nobody says that shit.
That's like a mama telling her ugly ass child, you beautiful to me, baby.
Let me
see.
What if you got a small cookie jar?
What'd you say?
What if you got a small cookie jar?
I don't have a small cookie jar, so I don't have
a small cookie jar. You just did hurt.
I don't have a small cookie jar.
Let me have one.
So, let me.
So you
don't got
a cookie jar, Leslie?
What's that?
How deep can you go?
So you got it. So you can put a brand new pack of Oreos in here. You ain't got letting your kids eat none already.
What'd you say?
So you can put a full brand new pack of Oreos in your cookie jar.
Try a Hennessy bottle.
I would say that.
Hennessy bottle. Hennessy bottle.
Don't say
that
either.
Because this is why you say that. Because this is why, and the women think they that getting all that nice bodily shit is the shit. It's not. Because if you get a woman that got a nice body, yeah, it look good and all that, but sometimes they can't take the dick because they got too much ass that you can't get the dick in them. So their ass is bouncing them out.
Oh,
yeah,
bro.
Wow.
That
means
wow.
You need a bigger
girl,
dick
if you
he needs
thing,
a bigger
bro.
Dick. He needs a bigger
yeah,
dick.
You need
the
bigger,
yeah.
Yeah,
that means he's small.
Well, look,
small.
I'm just telling you, I'm
so
telling you real. I don't know you. I don't know if I'm ever see you, but I'm telling you, a chick that got a big ass and you get behind that shit, you can't do too much because that shit too fucking big.
You lying.
You think it's small.
You
lying. That means you got a
small ass. What is all this complaining about?
Yo, I'm telling you, see, that's just
I ain't co-signing that one either.
I don't know, so y'all must, I don't know, but I'm telling you, you'll see. I don't know how y'all bodies look, if y'all some big birthers or not, but I'm telling you, and I ain't ashamed. If you see me, and y'all wanna judge, I'll show you.
Sit down.
Listen.
I'm so, I can't.
Well, I
want
you
to time out.
Somebody take it.
Charlotte, somebody's talking a little bit of feeling.
T, hey, you on the air, T? T, are you there?
This nigga motion is time out.
I'll show you. Look at the feeling.
I'll tell you what I'm saying, kid.
Hey, Lola, I forgot this on the phone, baby. I feel like, y'all got me out of character.
You forgot I was on the phone. I don't even know what to say no more.
Oh, y'all are funny, you. Y'all are funny. Next thing y'all need a sitcom next.
Hey, I don't know who them. Hey, Lola.
Stay tuned.
See, hey, Steph.
Yeah.
You see who them two chicks was out texting me back the fuck up, right? They went silent.
Shut them down. Shut him.
Hey, he's talking to you, Leslie.
What'd he say? Oh, he's talking to me. What'd he say?
You
heard me.
That's what he said.
No, I
said
you
did.
What'd you say?
Said he backed up off of him.
He said you backed up off of him. He shut y'all down.
No, I did. I said I would want to see because I said people talk a lot of things, but then they can't back it up. So I would want to see.
Shit, you live in Brooklyn?
No, I live in Philly.
She's at Philly. She in Philly.
Hey, we be in Philly on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well.
Just look for me at the local. I'll be at the local bar, standing outside with a sign with my pants down. Like, is this Leslie? This is me.
Local bar is that? Cause I don't do local bars.
Well, whatever. Well, send me to the upscale one. Wherever is that? Beverly Hills. Where you gonna be at?
This is a great fucking show tonight, man.
Hey, Seth, we're gonna have to have a social club and have a live broadcast. Everybody that's on this phone that don't know everybody coming in, and we're gonna see who ugly and who ain't, and who's small and who's not.
I
got a feeling there's a lot of ugly motherfuckers on this phone, though.
Uh-huh.
Ugly motherfuckers. Everybody that's on here got to register on Facebook and be like, this is me, and we're going to have a judge. You ugly? Accepted or not?
Joseph, you on the line, Joseph? Somebody click Joseph.
About the ugly people, let me tell you something, man. Ugly women have some good pussy, straight up. Yes, man.
Now, that's
why. Listen, just put your foot in your mouth. They just told you about this stuff. You must be that straight up.
That's because nobody don't really want to mess with them. That's why
Hey, I said that when we first got in. When I used to go to the club back in the days, I went and looked for the ugliest bitch in the club.
There you go. Like,
why they gotta be a bitch?
The ugliest bitch in the club or the bitch with low self-esteem. Either one of them would do for me that night.
He didn't mean to call him. He didn't mean to call him, but he meant to say
that's
unstable creature.
No, he did. He meant to call him bitches.
Yeah, he did.
You just put him to call him bitches. For the ugliest chick with the effed up afro. That's what you do.
I'm gonna be real with you. I'm gonna tell you, I went to a club a couple weeks ago, and there was a chick. She looked good, but it was a whole bunch of makeup. But when she took that shit off, she looked like shit.
Come here now. Tell me she wasn't ugly.
Well, y'all women got so much glamour, kids. Y'all go to the fucking get all this nice hair looking, put all this eyeliner and this lip line. And to make your lips juicy, and then y'all look like shit the next day when we come pick y'all up for breakfast the next day. We like, who the fuck are you?
Let me ask you this question. When you took her home and she was ugly, you still hit it, didn't you?
I had the Ciroc goggles on. It looked good that night, but the next day I went to drop off and my eyes came to see, and I was like, looking at that motherfucker, I thought I needed glasses.
Is he on the line?
I'm here.
Kev, once Kev is back on the line, Kev Shorts, he's on the line. Kev, you there?
Kev,
what was
that shit you
were saying? He said she's looking for you, Kev. There y'all go.
Yeah, Miss CC, she talking wild shit. Listen here, you sexy motherfucker. I will jump all over you. And I spent your money. I spent your money to come for. Fuck all the bullshit we
talking about. Wait a minute. Are you 5'2"?
Yeah, it gotta be. His name is Kev Shorts, T.
Hey,
don't worry about it, bro. We the same. I'm right with you, Kev. We the same way. I got your back. I got your back.
You got your woman on my side. You heard what I'm saying?
One minute after.
We can stay on each other's shoulders.
Hey, look. Yo, my nigga, yo. We could jump on her big ass together because I'm on some other shit. But I will buy her big ass. I will pay for that.
I told
Don't
you.
Play.
I told you. I told you, bro. I will climb those trees. I will climb those trees.
Wait a minute, is this about me? Is this about me? I'm sorry. Wait.
It's all about you, Nick.
Yes, I'm going to your big sexy ass. I'll stop you, baby, right in your tracks.
Wow.
Hey, yo, listen. Hey, listen, big girl. If you don't believe me, go to my page. And look at my pictures. I got pictures with big sexy boys. I got them up
girl?
In the air.
How you gonna
big up and everything. I don't play. I'm a little strong ass nigga.
Yeah. If you ain't big, I'm pleasingly plump, okay?
That's the stuff. All over your big ass.
Said you what?
Now
you said
you
what? And
pumpy. She said she's pleasantly plump. That's what she said. She's pleasantly
plump.
Oh, I'm pleasantly plump on her big ass. I'm telling you. She better stop playing.
See,
I know you don't ask a girl her weight, but what's pleasantly plump? Because it's a fine line between pleasantly plump
well,
and fat.
Listen, I'm in the Asbury Park.
But I'm going to tell you
in Asbury Park.
I'm going to tell you
like this. As long as she's big, like most of the big girls I know, big with a little
like,
ass.
No, what's big? Because you can be thick and not be big. But a thick woman
like
can get it. But a big
about 250. I'm jumping on her, man.
You got Kev and you got Ken. Because, you know, both of our names begin with a K. So, therefore, you got the 2Ks coming at you. The 2Ks are coming at you.
I have two of them. I got
That's
two
right.
Kids.
Yo,
Stop out.
I need to quiet. You remember in the 80s, back in the days when wrestling first started, and you had them two midget wrestlers?
That's these two niggas right here, yo.
Hey, listen, if you put on a wrestling boots, you're taller. It gotta be them two niggas right there, did he? Gotta be them two niggas in the wrestling boots, so they got taller.
Hold up.
I see my brother's
shit. Wait, I get up.
Hey,
big. How much weight is big?
She's 250. You know you my family, child. You know I've been jumping on them big girls since we was teenagers, B.
250? 250. She sounds 250.
Big.
250 in the waist or in the stomach?
I'm not 250, so.
Kev, I'm here. I told you that's my dog.
I'm not a man.
All I'm saying is when this show is over, everybody hit Dallas Wall and let's figure this shit out.
So Dallas Wall, you want to see the ass.
Hey, well, check this out. I got a request. I want to see Lucille, Michelle, and whatever the other one name was that was 5'7". I want to see her tall ass.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, everybody hit Dallas Wall when this shit is over.
And her foot better be smaller than mine.
Oh, shit. Y'all are funny.
Stacey, now big girl should be next to me, Father.
All I'm saying is, we gotta put some faces.
We gotta put some faces with these laughters. So at the end of the show, who the fuck is the motherfucking plump motherfucker? Please leave plump nigga.
Hey, Hey, I agree with my man, because all them 5'2s and 5'3s going to be like 5'8, 5'9.
Exactly.
230 pounds.
You know what? Hey, y'all, we got a few seconds left. Let me close the show out. Tonight's show was a great goddamn show. Live, love, live, loyalty with Dallas. The snack topic was looks of personality, and by looks of things, it was looks instead of personality, because all you bitches was lying, and you heard it here first. GQ Palace, baby, it's butter, baby. Sign off. See you boys next week. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, we pop some bottles, I'm throwing them dollars up. Getting VIP, I'll hit it. I'm sipping on Patron. I'm fixing ladies with me. Come party all night long. I feel my grown man shit like this. I feel my grind, I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it. Getting money ain't no stopping. And that's why I'm turned up like this. Oh, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man. We getting money, popping bottles.
Shut shit down.